Surrey City Council approved more than $23.5 million in public works contracts at its regular meeting Monday night. All told, it amounts to $23,554,930.70. First up, the City of Surrey's Engineering Department recommended that Council award a $10,043,561.85 contract to Lafarge Canada for 64th Avenue road improvements between 152nd Street and 164th Street and $382,242 to RF Binney and Associates Limited for related engineering construction services, as well as issue a $210,000 purchase order to Southern Railway of British Columbia for rehabilitating the existing railway crossing surface on 152nd Street at 64th Avenue. The intent of this report is to seek Council's approval to award construction contracts for the widening of 64th Avenue, between 152nd Street to 164th Street, and road surfacing improvements on 152nd Street in the immediate area, Surrey's General Manager of Engineering Scott Newman explained in a corporate report that came before Council Monday. This contract represents the final phase of a multi-phased program for congestion relief along the 64th Avenue corridor and will result in a continuous four-lane road along 64th Avenue from 120th Street to 196th Street. The contract work is expected to start in May and be completed by spring 2026. Newman said 80% of the funding for this contract will come from development cost charges, 17% through TransLink and 3% through Surrey's road and traffic levy. Next up was a staff recommended $9,173,745 contract for Taiba Contracting Limited for 72nd Avenue arterial widening from 188th Street to 196th Street, as well as a $369,799.50 contract for Aplin and Martin Consultants Limited for related engineering construction services. This contract involves road improvements along 72nd Avenue from 188th Street to 193rd Street, to a four-lane standard with cycling and pedestrian infrastructure. As well, these works include converting the segment of 72nd Avenue from 193rd Street to 196th Street from two travel lanes and two parking lanes to four travel lanes, such that the entire segment of 72nd Avenue from 188th Street through to 200th Street in Langley is complete and consistent, Newman explained in a corporate report. Recognizing the high demand for parking in Clayton resulting from public consultation, and to mitigate the loss of on-street parking, the contract work also includes the creation of approximately 74 on-street parking spaces on adjacent streets and includes maintaining 97 on-street parking spaces along 72nd Avenue, Newman added. The contract work is expected to begin in May and be completed by spring 2026. Newman said 85% of the funding for this will come from development cost charges, and 15% through general revenue, while 55% of the utility work will be funded through development cost charges and the rest, general revenue. Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke called it another great initiative for engineering and another one that is just demonstrating the amount of roadwork that we're doing in our city. Moreover, Surrey's engineering department also successfully asked Council to award a $1,083,241.59 contract to Rollins Machinery Limited to supply three four-wheel drive tractors with mid-mounted boom mowers to replace others that have aged out, and to reimburse $2,292,340.76 to Peninsula Estates Housing Society for construction of downstream sanitary works that service parts of the Semiahmoo Town Center plan area. The developer is constructing a six-story multifamily residential building at 15,077 and 15,145 20th Avenue to develop 91 non-market rental units, Newman noted. As part of the servicing requirements, the developer is required to construct downstream sanitary works in order to accommodate additional units as proposed by the developer.